mentioned, Showtime Theater Company is presenting Disney's Newsies, the musical. It is this weekend and next weekend. And we've got two of the talented actors from this big production joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We've got Nathan Wheaton and Sadie Bridges. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Typically in the calendar throughout the year, Showtime will do various shows where the cast is made of like elementary school students, middle and high school students. And in the summer, they do a big production that really encompasses everyone. And that's what we have here with Newsies. And Sadie, take us out to the story of Newsies and a little bit about the production.
Oh, I'd love to. So Newsies is actually based on a true story of something that happened in 1899, the newsboy strike in New York. It surrounds these teenage boys who are selling newspapers on the street to earn wages. And what happens in the musical and in real life is the big newspaper companies are having trouble selling their newspapers after the Spanish-American War. So they end up having to jack up their prices, and the newsboys aren't able to afford the papers to sell anymore, so they go on strike. And it's a great story. It's got lots of dancing, lots of singing. Yeah. It's a great time.
And then Sadie, tell us about your character. And when Sadie's done, Nathan, tell us about your character.
Yeah, absolutely. So my character's name is Catherine Plummer, and she is a reporter working to help the newsies in their strike. So she is the one writing all the stories and taking all the pictures. It's fun.
Well, if you need to shadow us here on Palmetto Mornings,
we can
help you get into your role. But you're a talented actress who goes to the governor's school, so I don't know how much
more she may not need. Thank you. Yeah. I think she's got it.
I don't know how much more we can contribute.
So. Oh, fine.
All right, Nathan, tell us about your character.
So my character's name is Jack Kelly. He's kind of the leader of the whole group of newsies. He's sort of like the oldest guy in the bunch, and sort of by no fault of his own finds himself in charge of all of them. But he's this kind of guy who's really conflicted because he hates where he lives, like in New York. He hates all the prices, the way he gets bullied around, and so he has this sort of angst to go out west as far as he can go. But he still feels like this responsibility for his boys, and so he leads the strike in the show. So
And let's talk about the production a little bit. Like I mentioned, in the summer, it's usually a bigger production because it involves all kind of actors from all kind of ages. How big is your production on stage, and then it's just as big, I know, behind the stage there at Showtime?
Oh my goodness.
I think there's about 40.
I think we do have a cast of about 40 people.
Wow. Yeah.
Our youngest person might be 8.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. She might be 8 years old. She might be the youngest cast member, and I couldn't tell you who the oldest cast member is, and I don't want to.
Drop any names.
That's a secret. Yeah. But
well, it's a Disney production, so we know Disney likes to do musicals, and they like big numbers. So I assume there are big dance numbers
absolutely.
Big set changes.
So have you guys ever seen the original movie from 1992, the Newsies movie with Christian Bale?
Okay. With Disney.
Yes.
Yeah,
so it is that,
one. That
our musical is the stage adaptation of that movie.
Wow.
So all of those big dance numbers have been translated to the stage in like a really powerful and like jaw-dropping way, truthfully. We have some of the biggest talent in the cast, and Nate and I don't really like get to do all the fun dancing in the show. We kind of just watch other people, but oh my goodness, like you would not believe. It is like dance number after dance number after dance number. There are flips, kicks. There's tap this year. Like we've got it all. For sure.
And talk about like the process to get ready for a show like this, especially in the summer. People are on vacation, but you all are committed to this. Talk a little bit about that.
And do you want to
I mean, it is a little chaotic with that because, I mean, sometimes we don't even have the full cast together until like what's called Tech Week, which was started this past Saturday. So that does add like a little bit of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there's just kind of tons of rehearsal. We have two really talented choreographers.
Okay.
Who go with that. I mean, we started rehearsal for some of the big numbers all the way back in February.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
And then we do, you know, there's tons of music rehearsal as well, so.
Yeah, and thank goodness for Jen Reed and Jennifer Tucker because they, like, the way that they were able to film and make sure that everyone who was in school was also getting all of the videos because a lot of our cast is college students.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, I go to a residential high school, so I wasn't able to be at home for a majority of the rehearsal process. So they were able to make sure we were getting videos of different angles of the dances, so even if you weren't there, you were able to understand the choreography.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's it can be challenging for sure. And also trying to balance like your summer work life and your rehearsal right. life and your friend life. It can be a lot, but it's definitely worth it when you see the production at the
and
end.
And you're committed, right?
Absolutely.
Committed to yeah. it. That's
We're speaking amazing. With Sadie Bridges and Nathan Wheaton. They're just some of the actors that's part of Disney's Newsies, the musical, excuse me. It's being presented by Showtime Theater Company. It's this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yes.
And then the following weekend, and the location would be where exactly?
The Galleria Mall on Dave Lyle. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's right next to Ashley Furniture.
Yep. And, of course, Showtime Theater Company, it's under the direction of Robert and Jen Reed. Mm-hmm. And we've had them on this show before. Of course, Jen spent many, many years on Broadway, and Rob and Jen both met doing that. And then Rob is a wonderful, talented artist with all of the sets, he and others, because you repurpose all of your previous sets into Newsies, and after Newsies is done, you use part of those sets for your upcoming productions as
well. Oh, yes, it's true. We have a woman who volunteers at Showtime named Jan Porter, and she is an absolute genius when it comes to set and painting. So our set is a double-decker set, and we have a brick wall surrounding the entirety of it, and Jan painted every brick by hand.
Yeah. I thought it was just like a mat that they put up.
She sat and painted every single brick by hand, and it is so detailed and grungy, and there's so much color in it, and it is so impressive to look at. Yeah.
Both Jan and Rob, it's really magical. Like, I mean, that sounds corny to say, but like it is. Like, it just comes to life.
It's true. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. When Rob was lighting the show this week, and it's so funny how like you could take a dance number and then it totally elevates it as soon as you get like the perfect lighting for each moment. Mm. Oh my goodness. We really just have the best team at Showtime, seriously.
Well, we're a little biased, but we have a front row seat to that, so we certainly agree with you there.
Covered a lot of the musicals in the past.
Yes.
And, you know, is this a show that keeps you on your toes the whole time? Always laughing sounds like there's dancing throughout it and everything.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this one is good.
Okay, exciting.
Well, again, Showtime Theater presents Newsies, the musical. This is by Disney this weekend and next weekend as well, so you've got plenty of times to grab what ticket are left. I think there's just a few hanging out there. But if you ask really nicely, if you talk to them, they might see what they can do.
Yeah.
Make no promises. Please go out there and support all of these local folks that are on stage, behind the stage, that are responsible for building the stage and productions and props and everything else for our local theater. You both obviously are involved in local theater. We'll wrap up with this. What's great about being involved in local theater, and why should folks come out and support and watch these productions?
Well, I think why it's good to support local theater is that, especially with Showtime, they offer such like a high quality experience, and it's such like an artistic experience as well. And I think that's just a really important thing to support, because you know it's very affordable, and it's just such a valuable experience for people to have, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think theater makes people more well-rounded, and it makes people happy.
Yeah.
We love doing it, and we love showing it to people, so giving us the opportunity to give that to you, it really is a gift for us. But also, I mean, the community that you find working on a show, sometimes working on shows can be long hours, and it can be a lot of hard work that you don't totally get at first, but when you do it with a group of people who are just as willing to do it as you are, it really creates a bond that you wouldn't get anywhere else.
Fantastic.
Very cool. Yeah,
well, check out Sadie and Nathan, as well as the other cast of characters there at Showtime Theater, as they bring Newsies to the stage near you this weekend and next.